The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Motherhood Unstressed podcast, and I'm your host, Liz Carlisle. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad you're here, as always. And as always, I'm excited to share the work of my guest with you because I know it's going to improve your life. And if you're tuning in to this episode, this is really going to help you train your brain towards gratitude. And my guest this week is not only someone very intelligent on health and wellness. She's an IAN health coach, but she's also living in Atlanta, and I know her personally. So I was excited to have her on and be able to share her knowledge with you. And really, her story began when she found out that her husband, Garth, was diagnosed with lung cancer. And so because she had always been interested in health and wellness, she really dove deep into finding alternative ways to help him heal. They still did the chemotherapy and all of that, but she really put an emphasis on, for the entire family, on nutrition. And so she's sharing her journey through that and how that experience changed her and how that actually led her to her true vocation, which was to help others find optimal health and wellness in their lives, especially busy women, busy moms. So I think you're going to get a ton out of this episode. If you do, please share it with a friend and leave us a review. And please enjoy this episode with Jenny Lee Basson.
Well, hello, Jenny Lee. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Liz.
Absolutely. For the listener who doesn't already know, Jenny Lee and I are friends and have known each other for, several years now. We met through Instagram, but I just really respect what you're doing, the work that you're doing in the world, how you're helping women, how just by living your authentic life, you manage to inspire others. So it was a no-brainer to have you on the show. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you. Well, you inspire me too. And like you said, finding you on Instagram was just a gift to me. So thank you for all your beautiful, inspiring podcasts. Thank you.
Well, let's give the listener a little bit of background about you to get started, to set groundwork. Why don't you take us through your journey and how the events in your life led you to working in the health and wellness field?
Gosh, that's been such a journey. So I'll start in 2015 when Garth, my husband, was diagnosed with lung cancer. I remember a day where I was just driving down the road a few days before this and thinking, oh my gosh, my life is so good. I was just living a happy, contented life, lots of joy, three girls, and everything just actually seemed perfect. And then bam, he got this diagnosis, and it was a huge shock to us all. And that was the beginning of our real health and wellness journey. I have always been passionate about nutrition and eating healthy, but I then decided, oh my gosh, there's got to be something more, and started digging deep really into how we can fuel our bodies more, how I could boost his immune system more. And that was a couple of years that he had surgery, had treatment. It was rough, you know, and life is like that. We have these curveballs, we have these hiccups, we have these hurdles, and it's just how you overcome them. So my way of coping was to really help Garth. And in that, I just learned so much, you know, just so much of how we can add more whole food nutrition to our diets. And gosh, we changed our lives completely with what we ate, and really dug deep into nutrition mainly and boosting the immune system. And 2018, we got, so at that time we were living in South Africa. And at that time, we had no real plans to move here to Atlanta. However, my husband always wished to bring the girls across here and live here. And during his cancer journey, we got an opportunity to move across here. And it was like just a light in the tunnel. And we brought the girls across here and to show them some colleges, show them some schools. And it was like just hope, you know, always something to look forward to. And we were like, okay, let's start our journey and let's move here. So even though he was doing treatment, I got very restless within the myself, like, should I do this move? Shouldn't I do this move? And Garth really asked me, regardless of what his how his journey ends, would I give the kids this opportunity? So we decided to move, brought the kids across, went back to South Africa, told our family, and in that very week, we had the most traumatic fire in our home and lost half our home. I just remember that fire, just watching that fire and just thinking, what else can go wrong? And this was a pivotal moment for me, a time in my life where I realized you have to have the ashes to get to the beauty, the outcome. I remember my friend coming up to me that night and saying, Jenny, it's time for new beginnings. And on that very night, after the fire, we had gone to stay with friends. A friend phoned me from America and she said, Jenny, your green cards are through. You've won the green card lottery.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was such a clear sign to us to move here. And so then we moved here. And in the move, Garth was doing treatment. And we moved across here. And a couple of years later, so that was, 2018, 2019. And he came across cancer-free. So that was just a beautiful time in our lives, realizing that just cling to your dreams, you know, just cling to your dreams, moved across here with the kids. And then at the time I was, I've always been in the skincare industry for 25 years and I had my own spa and just was passionate about helping people with their skin. And from the inside out, getting that glow. And decided to get my license. I started studying and getting my license to be licensed in Georgia to work. Went through the whole process, which was pretty rigorous. Had to do exams again. And then, bam, got ready to work and COVID hits. Oh, gosh. So that was a crazy time. My kids all came home. And I was like, well, I guess I can't go into working in a salon. What am I going to do? And that was just a turning point also again in my life where people started contacting me saying, how can we boost our immune systems? What can I do? I'm so stressed. And I just got on more and more calls with people. And my husband said, you need to make this your business. And I was like looking at him one day and said, what do you mean? He said, you're on calls all day, just helping women. And what you've learned and helped me, why don't you put that into a business? So I went back to school, studied with IIN, and became certified as an integrative nutrition health coach. And here I am.
And it's so funny because usually it's like when you are on your journey, finding your purpose, it's like you don't get, I don't know, maybe not like the clear signs pushing you. It's like you choose and then you're like, yeah, this works or this doesn't. But it seems like you had some very clear signs saying, Jenny Lee, move this way, do this, go this way. Like it's interesting to me, like how your purpose truly, it seems to have really found you and not the other way around. I mean, it was like you were always meant to be doing this work.
Gosh, it has found me. And you don't know in the process. I always say, you know, if there is no struggle, then there is no progress. If there is no struggle, there is no progress. I haven't gotten here without struggles. That's life, right? But just following your heart, you find your true purpose. Absolutely. Yeah. And it finds you.
And this episode is sponsored by Masa. Masa is a fitness company based out of Atlanta, Georgia. They have hundreds of on-demand workouts and recoveries for everyone, new movers and athletes alike, 300 and growing. Podcast listeners can get 30 days free on top of a 14-day trial with the coupon code MOTHERHOODUNSTRESSED30. Now, after 44 days, a subscription of just $9.99 per month is available to you. Now, remember, these are workouts that fit every schedule. Whether you have 10, 30, or 60 minutes, you're going to be able to get it in a creative way. And they're actually enjoyable, driven by music and amazing coaching. So if you are someone who has been looking for an extra push, an extra hand to help you up, this is where you want to go. So be sure to download the Masa app on your smartphone and use my code MOTHERHOODUNSTRESSED30 to save.
Just from that origin story, I could go in so many different directions, but I want to dive into the actual nutrition aspect of what you do. And then I definitely want to get into how you helped Garth heal, because I know so many people tuning in either have experienced cancer themselves. Everyone knows I lost my sister this past year to cancer. It was devastating. It still is. And so I think by having stories like yours, success stories like yours, it's a balm to so many people. And it's a way that they can actually take action during a really difficult time, in addition to traditional treatment. But it gives us all something to do, and it gives us all hope that it doesn't have to end, you know, in a hospital bed. So before we get into that, talk to us about when women do come to you, what is the most common issue with their health? What are they looking to change? What are they looking to improve? And what are the basic ways that you start them on a health journey? Like, what do we not know in America that people seem to know around the world? Or how are we disadvantaged here? What can we do to get back on track?
That is a great question, Liz. And gosh, I have so many answers to that. But when women come to me, I feel like the majority of them are fatigued, lacking energy, and just wanting to feel energized again. And where do I start is by looking at what they are eating. You know, when Garth was doing treatment, that was where we started, to try and bring down the inflammation in his body, working alongside the doctors, because you need those doctors, you need the treatment. And cancer is so cruel when you're going through the treatment. It affects the gut the most. And regardless of whether you have cancer or not, I'm sitting with the same situation with a lot of women, and that is gut health. So just looking at what they eat and bringing down inflammation in the body and helping the gut and supporting the gut with the right foods. We did radical changes, like I said, with Garth. And I remember, oh my gosh, I was like, how can I get whole food nutrition into his body? Like, he is not eating enough, but he needs to have more carrots and he needs to have more greens. And I started juicing, because whenever you get this cancer diagnosis, the first holistic approach is to juice, of course. And I would for hours just juice and juice. I mean, my hands were stained orange from just, you know, pushing the carrots in and all the fruit and veggies. And you can only do so much. You know, you need support. And that's when I partnered also with supplementation. At one stage, I was just exhausted, saying he's not eating enough. He's not getting it in. And our diets, unfortunately, are just not enough to get all those nutrients in. So going back to how do I help ladies? I think I would say listening to what they're eating, and helping them bring down inflammation in their body and looking at their gut health, a lot of that. And just basic steps like starting to juice or make smoothies once a day can really help you get in those extra fruit and veggies that your body really needs to feel energized.
This episode is sponsored by Mommy Makeup. There's a saying, necessity is the mother of invention. Well, it's also the mother of Mommy Makeup. After being a professional makeup artist for over 20 years, Deborah Rubin Roberts had the privilege to work with some of the best brands and talent in the beauty industry. But it was when she became a mom that everything changed, and she developed her own makeup line, Mommy Makeup, clean beauty for busy women. She figured that if she needed cosmetics that were fast and easy to use and gave makeup artists quality results, surely other women did too. And she was right. Everything in Mommy Makeup is talc-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, non-comedogenic, which just means it won't clog your pores, multitasking, and made in the United States. Now, I love the triple stick. I use it on my lips, my cheeks, and my eyes, and it just knocks out so much time when I'm trying to rush out the door and get to work and still look beautiful and presentable. And one thing that I love about her products is that they really do last all day. So if I'm on set all day, I know I can rely on the lipstick. It's going to stay there and look great the whole entire day. So if you are interested in checking them out for yourself, be sure to take advantage of their free color consultation service, and you get $10 off when you do that. It's just someone walking you through and helping you pick the best colors for you based on a picture of you with no makeup on. And it really does help. It really makes the process that much better. It's a win-win for the company and for you. And be sure, if you do see anything that you love, use my code UNSTRESSED to save. And you can just head over to mommymakeup.com to learn more.
Yeah, I know. It's something that sounds so basic, but it's like that extra step. And knowing that the reason that you're fatigued is because of a nutrient deficiency, or your cells are just not getting what they need to function properly, you know? And so I think that it's good that you just said that, because yes, it's something that I think we all know, but it's almost like, I don't know, it's like there's a block there, you know? And I think we just get into our automated processes and, you know, we get into our routines, and especially if you're a busy parent, it can feel like, oh, this is just another thing that I have to do. And, you know, I'm going to spend my energy taking care of the kids rather than myself. And I love that you really exhibit, you know, this quintessential like earth mother vibe. I mean, you have these beautiful daughters, you have this beautiful life, this beautiful aesthetic on Instagram, but it's because you actually take the time to nurture yourself. And then that spreads on to your family. So obviously when Garth got sick, you were motivated to do the right thing, to push nutrition. Oh. How do you do it when he's fine now and life gets busy? How do you still stay on track? Because I feel like that's kind of the number one thing that gets people off the health and nutrition track. You know, they fall off the wagon. How do you stay motivated and driven and disciplined?
Yes, life happens. You know, there's this quote I always use and think about. I am who I am today because of the choices I made yesterday. And the biggest problem with particularly women, busy moms, is time. And our first priority to feed our kids. So we end up, you know, fueling our children and making sure they have their lunchboxes and neglect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I am one of those that did that. So I learned whilst Garth was going through his journey, you know, it was a healing journey for me too. I got incredibly ill. I had adrenal fatigue. You know, the stress was overwhelming. I actually had adult acne as well. And my skin was crying out, please, you know, give me more nutrients. And I would put them in. My digestive system was a mess. So I know what it's like to be in that state and to realize, okay, stop. You have to make a change and be conscious of that change and be fueling yourself first before you are of any use to your family. I realized at one point, how can I be helping Garth if I am useless myself? So yes, these changes are small, but it's the small changes that add up to big changes. And it hasn't happened overnight for me. It is a struggle every day. Life happens and it's busy, but it's making those small decisions to say, I need, you know, a healthy, nutritious smoothie right now before I start my day, or else I'm not going to feel energized, right? So the motivation behind it for me is to feel good, to feel at 3 p.m. I have enough energy to fetch Amy from school and fetch her with a smile, not feel depleted, you know, and feel like, oh my gosh, I just can't do this, which is what I was feeling. My motivation is really to feel good, like I'm feeling now because of the choices I made yesterday.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that that's, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Like, that's what gets me back to meditating every single day. It's like that feeling good, that pleasure that comes from when you actually command your body to sit down and to get quiet. And I resonate with the same thing with nutrition. It's like when you feed yourself this really pure, beautiful food, and then you feel the buzzing that happens internally because you're feeding every single cell in your body with good food. It's like, okay, I want to get back to that place. Like, I don't want to feel run down and tired and irritable and constipated and all of the things, you know? And that is something, and when you talk about gut health, constipation is another thing that I think plagues so many women with children. Like, after the fact, either we're not drinking enough water, definitely not getting, you know, all the right nutrients in. So does that come up a lot with the clients that you counsel?
Absolutely. And statistically proven, constipation is a big killer, actually, because it leads to constipation is one of the leading causes of cancer. So you have to increase your bowel movement, and you should have a bowel movement at least once per day. And I think it's really critical here, particularly in America, women are not eating enough fiber. So yes, I address that first, and so many digestive issues from constipation to diarrhea, but also the awareness of doing a detox to get the toxins out before your gut can actually function efficiently and correctly to perform, you know, its optimal best. And I think moms are so busy, you know. Convenience foods here in America are on a whole nother scale compared to South Africa. And I listen to my moms talking to me, and I realize the stress is so evident, and the busyness of life, you know. And the easiest route is to do convenience. But I want to say there are simple solutions, and that's where I help my moms. There are easy solutions to go into the kitchen, a little bit of prep. I'm all about quick prep. I do not spend hours in the kitchen. I do not follow fancy long recipes. It has to be 10 minutes and done. And there are easy solutions to making quick, healthy, nutritious food for you and your family. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Pakli. Pakli means joy in Nahuatl, the language of the Aztecs. It's one of the ancient cultures that revered amaranth. Their founder, Sinacriti, grew up in Mexico eating alegrías, which also means joy, a snack dating to the 16th century made from puffed amaranth and honey or chocolate. Pakli is her version of the ancient Mexican alegrías. Pakli has puffed amaranth, quinoa, and millet, highly nutritious ancient grains that are also considered superfoods. They mix those grains with high-quality organic ingredients, including chocolates, whole dried fruits, and nuts. There's never any additives, and it's always preservative-free. I love snacking on Pakli with my coffee, but my kids also love it in their lunches or as their morning snack. They always ask for it, and my son Nash loves the dark chocolate, which is vegan. So Packly is geared towards the adventurer food lover that appreciates other cultures and is inquisitive. It brings joy in every bite and will keep you coming for more. And that's something that you don't have to feel guilty about. You're going to be, you know, soothing that sugary sweet tooth, but you're doing it with foods that are packed with nutrition. So if you would like to try out Packly for yourself, head on over to packlyfoods.com. That's P-A-K-T-L-I foods.com. And be sure to use my code MOTHERHOOD15 to save 15%.
Would you say juicing is a great way to detox? Or how would you do a typical detox when someone is just starting out with you? Because I feel like even I want to do one like quarterly just to kind of cleanse the tank and get everything functioning at optimal levels. And it's something that I don't regularly do. So can you take us through that?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. We started detoxing, Garth and I, once he was cancer free. And we do it regularly every 3 or 4 months. I do a 3-day detox. And I would say this, not everybody can just jump into a detox. And that's why I like to sit with my clients and chat to them first, because I need to know their health history, right? And I need to know where they're at. And you've got to be careful to jump into a detox like there's these juicing detoxes. I actually don't agree with that. I don't believe in any fad diets. I believe it has to be a healthy way of life. However, that being said, my 3-day detox is about fueling your body with as much fruit and vegetables for the first 2 days and as much as you can. There's no restriction. So that is juicing. That is smoothies. I'm all about juicing and smoothies. I'm all for it, but listen to your body and listen to what your body needs. Sometimes I feel like just a green juice, but the juicing has no fiber. So it's taken all of that out. Whereas other days I'm like, oh, I need a green smoothie and I want all the fiber I can get. So just listening to your body and, making that call is important, but the detox as much as you can get in to get the digestive system going. And yes, my day 2 is a cleansing process to be near the restroom, get all the toxins out. And the 3rd day is energizing. And I do use a form of supplementation with my detox because I really feel like you can't get those results without using the supplements as well, because you're wanting something scientifically proven to draw those toxins out. And believe me, they come out so that the 3rd day you can just feel super energized and good. And most of my ladies that do it, you know, they put it off and put it off and go, oh no, oh, when am I going to do this? And oh no. And then they do it and they're all on the 3rd day. They text me and go, oh my goodness, why didn't I do this sooner, Jenny? Why didn't you tell me to do this? Because I'm feeling fabulous. And then from there, it's often a time in their lives, in their health journey, where they make some decisions. So it's a good reset.
Right, exactly, exactly. What are the supplements that you do that help draw out the toxins?
So I use scientifically proven detox. The pack actually comes with garlic and allium. Mm. It comes with a beta guard, which was formulated by Dr. Arthur First, who actually played a huge role in formulating chemotherapy. So he then was a part of that great scientist and needed something to draw those toxins out of people. So that is a huge win, beta guard. And then I also add an acidophilus. So on the 3rd day to reintroduce your probifloras and strengthen the gut as well going forward from there on. So once you've been through the cleansing process, then on the 3rd day to restore the gut health so that your nutrients are better absorbed into the gut. You know, because often if you are having constipation, diarrhea, your gut is telling you something, right?
Yeah.
Your body is telling you something. And so we have to get those natural probiophoras back in to allow nutrients to be absorbed correctly into the body. And your body is telling you something if it's going straight through you, you know, and you're feeling fatigued. You're not getting your nutrients in, leaky gut, you know. So,
yeah. And this is something so important, not just for the busy mom tuning into this show, but her children. I mean, I can't tell you how many women I've talked to this past year alone whose children have been diagnosed with gluten intolerance or celiac, you know, all again related to gut health and how that's affecting their children's behavior, how it's affecting their energy levels, how it's affecting their ability to focus and pay attention in school. Like, it's just this, it's this overarching system that we have in our bodies that affects everything. And it's like, if you can't get it right for yourself, like, do this for your children, because it's going to have lifelong implications for their success in life. So, you know, for the woman who's like, well, I'm not important enough, or I'm just too busy to take care of myself, like, to know this stuff and to listen to shows like this and to research work like you're doing, I think that it's life changing for your kids, and it's going to shift the trajectory of their lives and their children's lives. I mean, this is massive stuff. This is not minimal stuff that we're talking about here.
Oh yes. And you know, the gut and the brain health are linked. So a lot of moms, like you said, with kids battling with their gut and then battling with anxiety and depression, it goes hand in hand, gut health, brain health, and you've got to fix the gut first. So, you know, if the mom's doing it, it's a great example to the kids, and that's a great start.
Yeah. To me, I mean, and I've had countless professionals on this show, psychiatrists, psychologists, and they talk about how important the modeling is, you know, modeling healthy, yeah, healthy relationship behavior, healthy, just health behavior. Like, the kids might act like they're not listening or even looking at you, but I promise you, this is not just me saying this. This is backed by hundreds of interviews. They are watching and taking in what you're doing, especially from ages 1 to 7. I mean, these are like crucial, crucial times, but it's never too late either. That's a message that I get all the time too. It's never too late.
Never too late to set that example for your children. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of learned in the whole journey with Garth, I remember sitting one day, you know, life was really tough at that point when he had a full lobectomy, and then he had an embolism in his lungs. So we really thought we were losing him, you know, and I mentally was just overwhelmed at that point, you know, and life was weighing down on me. And so I thought, what can I do? My faith is so important to me. So I would wake up every morning and read a prayer or read a scripture. And it was like, honestly, God was talking to me personally. It was the most amazing, amazing time. I've even recorded those scriptures that I got in that time. And that was when I started journaling and started a grateful journal. And I remember sitting with my girls, all three of them, at dinner time, and I put a glass jar in the center of the table, and I said to them, we're starting a grateful jar. I'm giving everybody a piece of paper, and we're going to write down, what are you grateful for today? To change our perspective on what was going on around us. And my oldest daughter, Hannah Rose, she's 22 now, so she was 15 at the time. She sat there, and Liz, it was about 45 minutes. She could not write anything down, nothing. And of course, I was thinking, this is ridiculous. She can be grateful for her mom, her bed, the car that we have, the roof over your head. But when life is so weighing down on you, heavy, you cannot see the good, and you have to change your perspective. And she eventually wrote something down, and that was the start of what we started, gratitude journaling. gratefulness and how if you can write three things every morning to be grateful for, it triggers something in the brain, all those good hormones, and it is scientifically proven to make you happier. Being grateful makes you more grateful, and it changes your whole perspective of your situation that you are going through. And, you know, that was a learning thing for us, but it has become a daily habit. It has become a practice for me specifically every single morning to start the day a little bit before the kids wake up, you know, read a prayer and read a scripture and write three things to be grateful for. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautifully said. Is there anything else that you do in your life that has improved it or, you know, adds a little spark to your day, like the gratitude journal, like the moment of prayer and quiet in the morning? I love that. I'm totally going to utilize that in my day, because I get up and I do, you know, some meditation, some movement, but I don't ritualize it like that. And I know my life would be better if I did that. So is there anything else that you do that could uplift the listener today?
Yes, great question, Liz. I mean, I love to move my body, and I look forward to that. I've changed my thinking around that, and I will never be a CrossFit.
Oh, me either. I hate it.
I know. I enjoy my Pilates, my stretching. I'll get on the bike. So movement's very important to me every single day, and I look forward to that. One of the biggest things I would say I have learned, and I do, is training my brain. There's a little saying in our family called TYB, train your brain to think positive, to think above and beyond, because it's so easy to think negative. It is so easy to be fearful. Naturally, our body does that, and we start thinking, oh, what about this? And what if this happens? And what if that happens? I mean, gosh, when we were making the move here, my mind was like, well, what if I move there? And what if I move without Garth? And how can I do this? And I've learned how to stop those thoughts, because those negative thoughts are actually a waste of energy. Mm-hmm. And train your brain to believe for above and beyond your wildest dreams. Train your brain. So I have affirmations that I stick on my mirror. I have quotes by Zig Ziglar and Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela is one of my favorites. You know, it always seems impossible until it is done. I mean, I thought it would be impossible to move here to America, live the American dream, start a new career, start a whole new business, go back to school, and here I am. And if you train your brain to believe it and follow your dreams, you'll get there. You will get there, but don't allow yourself to go into that self-pity. You know, you can go there for a few minutes. I say to my girls, okay, counting, you have 5 minutes, because they'll go, mama, mama, poor old me. You've got 5 minutes, do it, and then TYB. Train your brain to think more positive.
I love that. I love that. I'm using it tonight at the dinner table with my two boys. Absolutely. Jenny Lee, if there were any lasting message besides that fabulous one that I love so much, do you feel called to share anything with the audience today besides that? Anything coming through?
Don't lose hope. And faith over fear, regardless of the outcome. Just believe there is a purpose for you, and just follow your dream. And don't ever quit. Don't ever quit. No matter what life is throwing at you, no matter what obstacles come in your way, because I could be here for hours and tell you how many I've had. Don't quit. Keep going. Follow those dreams.
I love that. And you are living those words each and every day. And I'm so grateful for you and the work that you're doing. Jenny Lee, where can our listener find out more about you online and work with you?
Oh, thank you, Liz. I have an Instagram page called Jen Lives Healthy. And my website as well is Jen Lives Healthy. I'm also on Facebook, Live Healthy. And yeah, you can friend request me on Facebook, Jenny Lee Besson. I love all my new friends on Insta and IG. It's just been so special. And I'm grateful for social because I met you. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to the woman listening, what I love most obviously is about how much you bring your heart to your Instagram. I mean, that's apparent, but also you just do so many awesome recipes on there, and it's inspired me to start baking my own bread, to start doing my own soups, obviously juicing. But you just bring a lot of authentic content. And I think that that authenticity in a world of a lot of fakeness and a lot of, you know, mirage shines through. So I'm so glad that you're here sharing your story and continuing to do the work that you do in the world. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure. If I can bring more women just back into the kitchen and being more creative in the kitchen and eating wholesome food, then I feel like my job is well done. So I appreciate that. Thanks, Liz.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.